Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books called Angels of Faith and One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, are both based on my two near-death experiences and recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to reconnect and remember our divine, eternal natures. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to truly live in the only moment that we have available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and the negative and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, just like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on this number, 646-716-6794. That call-in number, once again, for that angel advice with myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, welcome once again to Angel Healing House Radio. And welcome to December 1st. Today is the first day of the last month of the year. And hopefully, and I'm wishing for each one of you, a magical finish to 2015. First off, thank you so much for listening in, whether it's you're listening in by computer, by phone, or perhaps you're listening to the almost 4 years' worth of archive shows on the Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio site. All you need to do is go to Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio on that page and scroll down, and you'll find all of the archive shows on the different topics over the last 4 years. Now, just a reminder, everyone, that with the holidays coming up, if you are looking for gifts this holiday season to inspire, to uplift, and enlighten your friends and family, or gifts for yourself, please do come and visit Angel Healing House, the Angel Healing House at www.angelhealinghouse.com, and choose a gift that will reconnect your loved ones or yourself with the wonder, the enchantment, the joy, and the love of the angels. You know, whether your gift is my newly released channeled book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, or my beautifully illustrated Angels of Faith, or my guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns of Living in the Now. And they all will lift your spirits, gladden the receiver's heart, and renew our belief in our remarkable selves and bring us peace. Again, to order any of these books, please do visit the Angel Healing House website at angelhealinghouse.com, and they will make an absolutely beautiful gift. Now, if you are a regular listener, you know that I take about 20 minutes or so to speak about our topic of the day before taking some of your phone calls for that free angel advice. And the topic of today's show, the Posse of Angels, wanted me to speak about a topic called We Wrote the Contract for Our Lives. You know, in a recent radio interview, the host was asking me questions about my wonderful new channel book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. Now, they were asking me specifically about how I wrote and brought to light the detailed way that each one of us writes the contracts of our lives before we incarnate into physical form. I had explained that there are no mistakes, there are no oversights, and there are certainly no errors in our lives, no matter what we experience as a result of our choices. This radio interview found it very difficult to believe that if we have free will, why? Why would many people choose to purposely write into their contracts abusive, hateful, controlling people that cause them such suffering and heartache and pain? In addition to purposely choosing these souls to be part of our contract or different contracts depending on your incarnation, it is almost unfathomable that some write in their contract such horrendous experiences such as rape and abuse and illness. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes for us to know that when we look at our contracts that we wrote before our spirit appeared in human form, that we wrote these contracts with the Etheric Council, And when we look at them only through our physical eyes, it's impossible to comprehend how these experiences could possibly help us in any way. You know, it's only when one raises their awareness from merely the physical sight to encompass our multidimensional natures can we truly see how the puzzle pieces of our seemingly hard-to-fathom choices are actually written into our contracts, not only for our greatest good, but for the greatest good of all concerned. Now, for instance, in my novel, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I write about five of my most important past lives, and they were the most important to me because I grew the most spiritually from their experiences. Now, I don't want to give anything away, but in one of those past lives, I experienced great wealth and great recognition as a courtesan in the 1500s in Venice, Italy. And although it was a spectacularly lavish life, you know, it was very opulent, I was very rich, and I was lauded and admired. When I returned to heaven after that human incarnation, and I sat across from the etheric council to review my life, as every soul does, I could see very, very clearly, and I had a very clear vision of how haughty and how arrogant I was, and how I treated people beneath me that were in my social standing, like my servants, with contempt, with absolute disregard. So when I chose to come back for another human incarnation, I actually chose a life in which I would experience what it would feel like to be someone who was not just a servant, but someone who had all of their liberties taken away. And that was the contrast. So I chose to be an African-American girl captured off the coast of Africa and sold into slavery. And I can tell you that was an horrific life. But you know, listeners, it helped me to grow spiritually and advance my understanding of compassion, tolerance, and acceptance for others, no matter who they are, no matter what culture they come from, and no matter what the color of their skin is. The Posse of Angels wishes for all of us to know that before each and every soul incarnates to the earth, they meet with the Etheric Council. Now, this is a wise group of advisors to discuss why they wish to experience a human life. You know, it's important to know that no soul is ever forced to have a human life, and we freely choose to incarnate to experience a physical world. You know, many light workers, those who chose to come back in the last 60 years and put their emphasis on light and love, we chose to help bring more of this to the planet, to the world, and help in shifting the consciousness on the planet. And while this was a very large part of their reason to come back, in addition, each soul also had lessons. Many chose very difficult circumstances to experience that they chose to work on as they had not been fully addressed or learned in their previous incarnation. For instance, most often souls who have been controlled or hurt by others in past lives will choose to return and play the role of being controlled or hurt, so that they can experience how others felt as a result of their actions in previous lives. These soul contracts that we make are so vastly important in order to learn forgiveness and unconditional love. And they are very important, as these two actions are fundamental to clearing and cleansing negativity, and thus it transcends and transmutes our karma. With their free will, souls may choose not to forgive and love unconditionally, and they may stay on the cycle of the birth and death wheel until these things are learned and truly taken to heart. You know, listeners, when we meet with the Etheric Council in the Hall of Akashic Records, they help us write our contract. But it is each soul who decides and chooses who their parents will be and where and when they will be born. You know, choosing our zodiac sign and our time of birth helps us form certain characteristics and to see life from a certain perspective that provides a certain unique energy that will help in achieving all the lessons that we have written to experience in one chosen lifetime. These choices will then provide a life's outline for our soul to then meet with thousands upon thousands of other souls that will help us accomplish learning our contracted lessons. You know, the posse of angels, they can see them grinning and they're saying yes to some of us. That's right. You chose your brother to annoy you so that you could learn tolerance and acceptance. And yes, they're shaking their heads. You also may have chosen a controlling parent so that you could get so angry that you would eventually break away to be empowered and to experience independence. Now, in this way, we often choose a soul to have such contrasting characteristics to really get under our skin, get us fired up and annoyed that we will make changes in our lives. And I can tell you from personal experience, oh my gosh, this was so true with my ex, my first husband, who was the absolute antithesis, 180 degrees from my sweet, soft, gentle nature. But we not only choose the souls to help us learn our lessons, those with contrasting characteristics and those who are sweet and soft and promote and encourage and support us, but we choose our gender. We choose our ethnicity and culture to help us have different experiences. In this way, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that experience ends up to be our absolute best teacher, because you can learn something in theory, and it's not until you put it into practice that you really understand and comprehend it. The Earth Plane provides a wonderful backdrop for the game of life because of the veil of forgetfulness, which is described in my book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, because this provides an amnesia for us to forget, to approach and deal with our lives and lessons solely for this incarnation that we are experiencing. For if we remembered all of our past lives in intricate detail, we would be so bombarded by information, overload, and unable to address the lessons that we came back to learn in this specific incarnation. You know, when writing our contracts, some like myself will choose to experience the great joy or heartache of giving birth, and the great joy or not so great joy of rearing children. And there are others who choose to experience both the overwhelming joy of falling in love or not finding a particular love or marrying and choosing to or go through a heart-wrenching divorce. All of our experiences, each and every one of them, will teach us things about ourselves that we could never learn just by studying them or hearing somebody else's story of what they went through. You know, before I incarnated in January 11, 2003, after my angelic walk-in experience, I was a spiritual teacher across the veil and came into contact with many in my etheric classroom that knew the theory of spiritual law back to front. Oh, they could debate it forever, but were too scared to incarnate in human form and experience those spiritual laws in practice by living in a veiled place of duality. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying yes to those who are thinking about the financial hardship that they experience or that they're going through in their lives right now. You know what? When it comes to financial hardship, I must tell you that one of the most important lessons that I ever had, the greatest lesson that I ever learned in appreciating and blessing exactly what I had, was when everything was taken away from me. And then I realized how grateful I should have been when I had everything. And while it does seem to be one-sided with all of these souls helping us along our journey, please make no mistake that these soul contracts are very well thought out indeed. For with all of this prearranging, these contracts are put into place to not only be helped by our connection, but for us to help others that we just happen to meet along our path of life. Now, listeners, I want you to think back to those times when we were in need of something to happen, and we prayed and we pleaded and we begged and we cried, and synchronistically, just the right person presented themselves and gave us information or helped us on the next part of our journey. Now, the Posse of Angels is also reminding us that we each choose and contract when we will exit our human incarnation and cross over. You know, they are often amused when they hear humans say that somebody died too early, when nobody dies early or late, as they cross from the physical to the non-physical exactly when they contracted to be so. And they do this because they have finished their contract. Now, take for instance, maybe somebody may choose that they will cross over when they're 42, as this is the allotted time they give themselves to achieve their lessons. This is not an arbitrary age, as it's chosen as the exact timing to affect many other soul contracts, including children and parents and family and friends. For instance, because someone chooses to exit at what may seem like a young age at 42, it may encourage others to appreciate and really live life to the fullest. And while the veil of forgetfulness affects many humans as they can't remember many of their soul contracts, the veil is very useful in encouraging us to be surprised, for us to experience enchantment and magic and faith, and for all of that to be part of our lives. The Posse of Angels is smiling and saying, you know, if we remembered everything, what would be the point of coming back in the first place? Things like falling in love, experiencing magical synchronicities, just happening to fall into place, are experienced with so much more elation when the components of the details are certainly not revealed to us. This usually happens when we listen to our intuition, we follow our heart, and we honor ourselves. In my new novel, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, it clearly shows that with each incarnation, we choose souls to help us along our journey. These souls are in our soul group because they are most like us and are aligned, and they resonate with our energy. And it does not matter if they play a big part or a small part in our incarnation, as all parts are important. For instance, a soul could choose to be our grandparents in a previous life, and then we could choose them to be a sibling or a parent in another life. The Posse of Angels is saying to take this example and multiply it by thousands upon thousands, as everyone from the clerk at the corner grocery store to our best friend to an abusive ex to somebody who stole money from you, they were carefully selected, as was everyone you had met and will meet in your lifetime. Now, on this note, the Posse of Angels always laughs when someone asks for them to be reunited with their soulmate, as if there's only one. We do have romantic soulmates, which help us to learn lessons and clear our karma, but everyone is your soulmate, from your mother to your ex to your to the clerk down the corner at the corner store. They may not all be romantic soulmates, but certainly they are there to help you on your journey. Now, as I've stated on previous radio shows, there is a huge difference between romantic soulmates and twin flame relationships. We won't go into that, but soulmates do help us in extraordinary ways, some to promote us some to support us, others to show us great contrast and rile us up so that we will be more determined to complete and to keep on the path towards our goals. You know, when we take a look at the writing of soul contracts from a human's point of view, it seems absolutely impossible and rather overwhelming to coordinate and plan all of these thousands of souls coming and going to present scenarios in order for us to experience and expand and grow spiritually. But while this may seem somewhat overwhelming while you're here on Earth, it was a relatively easy accomplishment when you were on the other side as a multidimensional being, because we no longer are held and constrained by the limitations and restrictions of time, the physical fields of matter, and its duality. The making of thousands of soul contracts all at the same time was, and the Posse of Angels is chiming in here, and they're saying, it was a piece of cake. And while we have all written our soul contracts, there is a bit of wiggle room in each soul contract as to how we will experience it because of our free will. You see, it's our free will that provides that seasoning, so to speak, that adds our individual variety into the recipe of life that we choose to live, and no two lives are the same. And although each one of us gets diverted by waiting for the so-called big things to occur in our lives, our most important lessons that we need to learn are shown to us in every single day through our connections and our relationships, as they've all been catalysts to lead us to achieving our purpose, learning our lessons that we contracted to learn on the earth plane. So, before we go on to speak more about our marvelous contracts that we write, let's go to our phone line, 678. You're going to be up first. Just a reminder that if you would like to call in to Angel Healing House Radio for an angel advice, angel guidance with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, you can call in on 646-716-6794. Let's go to our first caller, 678. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with, and where are you from?
Hey, it's Sue from Atlanta. How are you, Candy?
I'm well, Sue from Atlanta. And how are you?
I'm doing extremely well. My question is open-ended, if the angels had a message, but I'm doing very well with my vocation for interviews, but no closure to it. So I'm wondering if I'm going up the wrong alley.
Okay, let's see this. You know, while I'm shuffling the cards, I've had a number of colleagues, of healing practitioners, say that they've done so much. They've laid so much pipe. They've laid so much groundwork and foundation that, you know, and yet it doesn't seem as if anything really tangible has come out of it yet. And I'm just asking the Posse of Angels if you're barking up the wrong tree, and they say, hold on, going around the circle, they're saying no. Because every time, Sue, that you are joyful, are you joyful about doing these interviews?
Yeah, I've had a great time with them. I had like 10 interviews for two major corporations in 1 week before Thanksgiving.
Okay. I've just heard the word timing, and they said, take your emphasis off of when you'll hear from them, because the joy that you're putting into it and the elation, just as long as you don't feel like you're pushing anything or that you're trying too hard, it feels like you're going in the right direction. That's what it feels like. And so many of us, you know, where we thought things were headed before us, we felt either like we were seemingly held back, or we felt that it was kind of like a disconnect. You know, things didn't quite materialize the way that we thought that they would. And other times, you know, things just kind of petered out, and it was like, what was that all about? But there's a reason for that, and the reason for that is because the shift in humanity, the collective consciousness, was not high enough for the collective to move forward. Now, I pick up from the Posse of Angels that from December 11th onward into 2016 is when things will start to show up for many of us. Because, and what is your sign, Sue?
I'm actually a Gemini, May 22nd.
Okay, all right. So this, as with a lot of the air signs, 2016 really is an extraordinary year for the air signs, and many of the air signs have been seemingly held back. But all of the components weren't in the right in the right areas, the right connections, the right opportunities for us to move forward. So they're saying, please, don't get discouraged. In each one of these cases, Sue, you followed your intuition, didn't you?
I did, and I felt extremely elated when I was finished with all the interviews. Like I did my best, regardless of what the outcome was.
Okay, so that's all you need to do. That's all you need to do to hinge your, what your feelings, your emotions on, I did a good job. I like the expression that my brother once gave me, do your best and leave the rest. Okay? All you need to do is basically say, thank you. Thank you for this extraordinary job that is mine. I love it. I love the people I work with. I love the environment. I love that it is inclusive and it is loving, and I get financially remunerated for doing what I love doing and sitting with that. You can say it once, you can say it 100 times. Every time you say it, you're just thanking the universe for, because the job is already there on the etheric plane. It's there for you.
I have a feeling for it. I just don't know which one it is.
That's not your concern.
As I say, it's not my business.
You know what? If it were your business, then with our limited human mind, even those of us that are highly intuitive, we can't see the whole picture. And if we can't see the whole picture, there are certain things that are veiled from us. And what may seem like the perfect job, you know, initially, maybe some other job would open up more avenues for us, or we would meet that perfect person that would transcend what we were doing. So it's really important to just say thank you for it go with the flow. Exactly. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Sue on her way to this wonderful job. Okay. First card that comes out, I guess I don't have to pull any other cards. First card is the contract card. This is the justice card, and in many times it has to do with your truth. It has to do with following your truth. It has to do with legalities. It has to do with signing contracts. And they're having me look at, let me see, maybe there's a number two there, maybe something like January 2nd, maybe in the second month of the year, maybe in 2 weeks. It feels like sooner than later. It doesn't feel like it's going to be at the end of 2016. It does feel like it's on the horizon. That's what it feels like. And just, oh my gosh, great cards. Next card is the Six of Wands. That's the promotion card. That's the card of victory. That's the card of triumph. That's the card of you being lauded and supported in what you're doing, okay? The triumphant
That's
card.
Perfect.
So all of your hard work and all of your believing in yourself is going to be paying off. The next card that comes in is the Seven of Pentacles. This is watching your seeds that you've planted. You've planted your garden well. This many times is the patience card. Know that you've planted your garden well and that those seeds will absolutely blossom for you. There's no question that they will do. They have to, because reading you and tuning into your energies, you are so clear. You really should give yourself a lot of credit for transmuting and transforming a lot of things in your life. And it's not that you don't care about them anymore, but you've transcended them into love and light and acceptance.
I've blessed and released, as they would say.
Absolutely. And you're the living embodiment of that now. And as a result, what you hold in your heart to be true has to manifest on the earth plane. We live in a gracious universe, and the universe only desires what Sue desires. I mean, wrap your head around that for just a moment. The universe only desires what you desire. And if you desire that in your heart, with all of your breath, with all of your might, with all of your soul, then that's the energy that's going to match that excited, passionate, creative, and joyful energy of the universe, and it will manifest. Now, when and how is the providence of the universe, as I always say, and most of the time, all we need to do is just get out of our own ways and allow it to happen. I don't know why, but the posse of angels are saying, draw another card. Okay. Oh, perfect. Okay, this is why. It's the Three of Pentacles. And the Three of Pentacles is always being remunerated financially, because it's the Pentacles, for your skills and your talents and your abilities. Being recognized for just how wonderful you are and being financially remunerated for that. So those cards are very, very specific for you.
That's an awesome reading. Thank you so much, Candy.
It is an awesome reading. I can't wait. Please, when this does come in for you, I would love you to send me an email, because I would love to find out which one it is and where it's going to take you on your journey, which is, I'm sure, going to be very magical.
I definitely will do that.
That would be great.
Thank you so much.
You can send it to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com.
That's perfect, Candy. Thank you so much. Have an abundant day.
Have an abundant day and an absolutely beautiful holiday season. Take care.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
Bye. And wasn't that an absolutely picture-perfect reading? In that, she was asking about the career, and then those cards, just the contract card that came in first, and then the triumph card, planting seeds well, and the posse of angels saying for her, we planted those seeds well, be patient. And then they said, choose another card, which just happened to be the Three of Pentacles, which is being remunerated for your gifts and your talents. If you would like to call in to Angel Healing House Radio for some angelic advice for myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and the Posse of Angels, you can call in on 646-716-6794. We don't have any other callers on the line as yet, so I'm going to take this opportunity to do a reading, as it's December 1st, for December, for all of us, and see what the general reading has in store for us. While I'm shuffling the cards, it's important to know at this time of year, when we do get together with family and friends, and maybe family that we haven't seen in a long time, sometimes there are strained relationships. Sometimes, it can be difficult to be with family. But if you know that you've written each one of these people into the contract of your life, some of them are going to always be benevolent, kind, gentle, sweet. And you think to yourself, oh, this person is wonderful. No wonder I wrote this person into the contract of my life. And then at other times, you may have that family member who's sarcastic, who is, you know, who looks on the, not on the bright side of life, but looks on the dark side of life, you know, complains about everything. Maybe that person, you know, who is a bit harsh, maybe they could use more love. Maybe it's an opportunity for us to be more tolerant, more patient, more accepting, and providing more love and more forgiveness. And in this way, we understand that we wrote that person into the contract of our life. And, you know, whether we figure it out or not, it's going to make it much easier to be with them and to spend time with them over the holidays. So so maybe you can just sit for a little while before getting together with family and friends and say, bless them for being part of my life. Even if you can't figure it out, you know, sometimes there's some people in different families that it's just very difficult to be around them. And maybe that's the time we really need to be more accepting and be more loving and to forgive more and be more tolerant of someone. Because I always describe, too, that what a person does has nothing to do with us. It has to do with their own paradigm and what they are going through. A lot of times people carry hurt and anger and blame and resentment and regret and bitterness, and this affects their ability to be loving and kind and sweet. Some people are very insecure, and so when they act this way, it's not so much as a direct assault on us as it is an indication that they are either insecure or they need more love in their lives. So let's go to the cards and ask the posse of angels for some guidance, some clue as to what is coming out for all of us in December, last month of 2015. Once again, if you'd like to call in for some angel advice, some angel guidance for myself, Claire Candy Fox, and the posse of angels, you can call in on 646-716-6794. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Oh, love it. Love it, everyone. Okay, the death card. The death card, most of the time, does not mean a physical death, but this means an ending. So as I said to our lovely Sue in Atlanta, that so many colleagues of mine, healing practitioners and spiritual teachers, have said, you know, I've done so much. I've laid so much foundation, and nothing really tangible has happened yet. It just seems to be a lot of laying of a foundation. And I've said that from December, mid-December, December 11th onwards, and December 11th is that new moon, is the time where we'll be seeing the physical, tangible results. Because we're going to be quite busy, many of us, in 2016, as so much of the population has on Earth has shifted, and they're ready to receive the books, the radio shows, the screenplays, the movies, whatever it is that we put our heart and soul into. It's ready to be seen on planet Earth. So there we have the death card, first of all. It is the ending. The ending of, I guess, that waiting period, and it shows the new beginning coming up. So, and that's in the general situation. So, bless the past, bless everything, even bless all the waiting that you've done. I've been told that that I should really, really bless this time of a quiet time for me, because going into 2016, I'm going to think back and say, oh, why didn't I take advantage of that quiet time? The next card that's going to come up for us is the, and the Seven of Swords is a change of home. It's a change of job. It's a card where you will be changing something in your life. Could be a change of attitude, but it's a change of perception. But there is definitely, it's like the separating of the world. Everything like what we've done up until now has prepared us for this change that's coming in. See the next card, oh my gosh, the next card that's coming up in the position. What is manifesting in to help us is the Ace of Cups, a new beginning, which is around our emotional stability, on how we feel about ourselves. And I love this the illustration on this Rider-Waite card, because the cup is running over. It's whatever's going to be presented with us. It's going to gladden our heart. It's going to give us such joy that we will be presented with this, and it will be helping us to then have the next step along the way. It's a lovely card because on the base it's the lotus flowers, and the lotus flower does take a long time to open up. We might have felt that up until now we were kind of, well, I've mentioned this many times before, it was like we were pushing molasses across a flat surface and not getting much of anywhere with it. But now is the time that there was the opening, the beginning of that joy in our lives. Not to say that there wasn't joy beforehand, but there would certainly be joy in the new that is coming in. That change of home, change of job, change of location, change of what we will be doing. You know, many of us have been practicing or doing things in one way, and then the opportunities will be presented to us to step forward and do things in a whole different way that will open ourselves up to have more recognition and more financial remuneration and more support. The next that's coming up for us, oh, is the Ten of Wands. And the Ten of Wands, it's the card that crowns the reading, and this is the busy card. It's often called the card of taking on too many burdens. But know too that once your wishes and your pleading and your begging and your crying and all of those things for what you desire, once they start to manifest on the earth plane, we're going to be very busy. We are going to, maybe it is one of those cards that's saying that delegate, perhaps get a personal assistant, perhaps get some help. We were never meant to do it all ourselves. And so that number one card, it's a 10, but it's of course a one card. It's a completion and it's also the beginning. So the popular angels want us to know that although we'll be a lot busier going into 2016, you don't have to feel burdened, as it's a very important time to delegate. What is at the base of this reading is the Ace of Pentacles. Now, this is a really important reading for the end of 2016 because it not only has the Death card in the general position, but it has two aces. The base of this is the Ace of Pentacles. Okay, the Ace of Pentacles, like all aces, is a new beginning. It's a new beginning, it's a fresh start. It's like the hand of God will present us something that is the answer or the fulfillment of what we have been asking for. The connections, the opportunities will hand us something in order to help us step forward on the path of what we would love to be doing. Because truly, the fifth dimension is the age of Aquarius, is about living from our hearts, experiencing that creative joy, that elation, that abundance. And so that's really important. What is in the past position is the traveling card, that we have been traveling to smoother waters. And that's really important in that position. And all of us that have cleared and cleansed and stepped into our truth, we will be traveling to smoother waters in all areas of our lives. Let's go to the phone line. 111, you just popped up. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Ari. How's it going?
That's going very well. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
And what is your question today to the Posse of Angels, Ari?
I just tuned in right now, and I feel so blessed that I got to call in just in time. I'm like, oh, my God, is it done, PST time? So I feel blessed, especially now that you're speaking about abundance. Yes, I have a migraine, a little headache right now, but that's why I said, you know what, let me call in. Let me let that positive energy just clear some stuff away.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Do you have a specific question for the Positive Angels and myself?
Actually, yes. I like what you wrote. And I wanted to ask a question about that. It says here, it says something, the Positive Angels will share insights on how each of us wrote the contract for our life, choosing people, situations, and events before we incarnate into human form. Sometimes I just say, oh, my gosh, why did this happen to me? This is my fault, because how am I going to choose this person who I had, let's say, a feeling about them having a little, like, you know, the sexual orientation a certain way, like, how is it that did I choose to get, like, you know, and I don't mean to sound negative or say something negative, but, you know, something that happened to me. How is it that I was, like, basically RAPE, I was violated, and, you know, I was trying to push the person away and all, and, like, try to bite them off, but they kind of, like, you know, got a little, like, violent and stuff, so I just stood there, and then, you know, my whole wonderful virginity was taken away by somebody who was just cruel in that moment. And it took me some time to really think, like, wait, this is painful, and look how much I bled, because, you know, my hymen was broken, and this was, you know, this happened, and I'm trying to heal. It's been a couple of years and all, but I feel like I'm better, and I'm so thankful even just for finding this out. Like, I just like to find any positive message that I could find, any angel messages or anything, but I'm just sometimes I think and I get mad at myself, and I'm like, how could I have, like, allowed that? Why did I put myself in a position? I mean, I didn't ask for it. I didn't say, oh, hey, yeah, you know, I was just there, I guess, at the wrong time. Well, thought that person was a nice person, cool, and it was just forced upon me. And I'm like, why did I have to get molested? Why did that have to happen? Like, oh my God.
I was going to say that the first thing that they're saying while I'm shuffling the cards is that everything is energy. Everything is energy. And if we have any sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, criticism, defensiveness, anything, low self-worth, we will draw to ourselves negativity. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's justified. It doesn't matter if it's rationalized, because energy is just energy. And if something has happened things don't happen to us. It's the matching energy. So in sessions with people, Ari, what I do is we look at the energy that you had at that time. And a lot of the times it's the lower vibrational energy that will bring to us negative people and negative situations. So a lot of people say, you know, I blame the other person, but it all has to do with our energetic match at that time. So it's really important to bless the person, bless yourself, bless the situation, because this person obviously came from a place of anger and insecurity and, you know, blaming and all of that stuff. And so they don't need our condemnation. What they do need is our love. And you may not want to do it verbally, but you can do it through your energy. And the more you bless somebody and forgive them, the more you will be blessed and forgiven. Let's go to the cards with about 4 or 5 minutes left and see what comes out for lovely Ari. The first one is the Ace of Pentacles. This is the Ace of New Beginnings, and they're saying new beginnings around you feeling abundant. They want you really to put your emphasis on blessing this person, thanking them for coming in your life and showing you great contrast so that you'll have an opportunity to show them unconditional love in your thoughts and your prayers. Cover this gentleman in green healing light and the pink of unconditional love. And by doing this, you raise your vibrational frequency. The next card is the Five of Cups, which is about releasing the past. It's about looking at what you do have in your life rather than what you don't have. And if you put your emphasis on how blessed and how full your life is, then your life will be full and blessed. This all has to do with your abundant energies, Ari, and making them go through the roof. The next card, if you do this, is the highest emotional card in the deck, a card of fulfillment, a card of absolute love and joy and bliss, which is the Ten of Cups. Okay, so they're saying that the more that you can transmute this energy by blessing this man, by sending him that green healing light, by sending him the pink love of unconditional, the pink light of unconditional love, and you will be bathed in this as well. And this energy is going to bring more abundance in your life. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, yes, thank you. For some reason, I felt like a warm feeling around like the sacral root chakra area around there, the reproductive parts. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's just the beginning. So perhaps you would like to book a session with Angel Healing House, because then we go into the different contracts that you made with other people to bring them back into alignment, to forgive, and so that you can heal and you can feel so gosh darn good about yourself. So I'm sending you so much love for the holiday season and into 2016.
Thank you so much. Thank you so kindly. I will tune in more and definitely keep in touch. I really appreciate this blessing. May you also be blessed in all your surroundings. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sweetheart. Take care. Lots of love.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
And wasn't that an absolute little gift that we got at the end there? Because if there's one thing that we can take into the holiday season, it is about forgiveness and love, absolute unconditional love, because then we get the blessing of that ourselves. And that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all of those lovely callers. Thank you for listening to the show. Perhaps you're listening to the archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Please do not forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my wonderful newsletter, Angel Healing House newsletter, please send me your request to candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And for those absolutely wonderful holiday gifts, you can go to angelhealinghouse.com to order the inspirational books, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, Angels of Faith, or go on that wonderful guided angel meditation journey with the posse of angels and with the CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. And if you'd like to book your transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in Los Angeles or distant healing with Reiki, this can be done over the phone using Skype. You can call 831-277-3716, or you can email me, Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Until next time, everyone, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and, of course, angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.